All righty, let's wrap up Vikings game plan with a winning formula momentarily with Wobby from Vikings.com. But first, courtesy of DraftKings, our adversarial update from Seattle.
Thanks, Paul. The Seahawks are heading to Minnesota feeling like they've got some momentum going. They've won two in a row. They've won four of their last five and feel like they might have turned their season around, but they have a big test against the division-leading Vikings. Some of the key stories from a Seahawks perspective that I think could determine this game, for starters, how does their offensive line build off what it did the last couple of weeks? They really struggled. It's a new-look line. They struggled early in the year, especially in pass protection. That's gotten a lot cleaner, and as that's gotten better, we've also seen Russell Wilson pick up his game. He's coming off back-to-back outstanding outings, passed for 8 touchdowns, no interceptions in the last 2 games.
Russell takes a shotgun snap, looks to the end zone, he throws! He's got a man in the end zone! Touchdown, Seahawks!
Along those lines with the offense, how does this offense look without Jimmy Graham? He's been a big part of what they do. He's now out for the year. They're going to need to lean on a lot of different guys to carry the slack, starting with tight end Luke Wilson, who's going to be asked to do more. But it's really going to come down to all those receivers, including Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, both coming off big games, combining for 5 touchdowns. Finally, on the other side of the ball, how does that Seahawks run defense stack up against the best rushing attack in the NFL? They've seen some good runners. They haven't seen anyone quite like Adrian Peterson yet this year. Right now, the Seahawks rank 5th in the league in yards allowed, facing an offense that leads the league in rushing yards. That right there could determine the outcome of this game.